ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, you don't know what exactly Caleb Williams is being told or what they're going to do when they come in the game. But, you know, do you say, hey, we're going to take our shot, give him a chance. But there was no chance that this ball, you know, you got two defenders and they were there the whole time. And, you know, okay, you give Odunze an opportunity to go up and make a play, and that's fine. Take the sure thing, especially there on second down.
I saw you said somewhere today that you caught a little bit of the TV copy of the second half. Did the tone of coming from the color analyst there surprise you?
Maybe I just had it on mute.
It sounded like you heard some of what they said.
Listen, you want respect in this league, you gotta go earn it. And so that's where we're at right now. We need to go earn that respect from not only the rest of the teams in the NFL, but everybody. So that's where we are.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
That was the Monday night call from the Commanders game, a little bit of it, from Troy Aikman. And then Ben Johnson on his Zoom on Tuesday after that game, kind of being a little funny, a little passive aggressive, but a little acknowledging the things like, well, I had it on mute, ha ha ha.
And he was also on a podcast prior to that as well, where he made more direct reference to kind of sounding offended by what he heard, walking through the kitchen, his kids are saying something about it or had it on or something.
Right.
So he directly addressed it and then kind of backed off a little bit, but not completely with the Bears media.
There's a reason we're bringing this news from last week back, and that's because Troy Aikman has responded to all the Caleb backlash on the Dallas radio station, The Ticket. And we're going to play that for you in a minute or two. But I haven't had a chance to talk about this with you, Anthony Herron, who is both a game analyst and a former NFL player. There was a large volume of Troy Aikman criticism, or critique, I should say, of the quarterback play. Was there anything to your memory that you felt like, oh boy, that was a little bit harsher than necessary, or a little bit unfair to Caleb when he was being more fair to Jaden Daniels? In your mind, what did you end up walking away thinking? I mean,
without any knowledge during the TV broadcast on Monday Night Football of, you know, some perhaps perceived snub from one party or the other about them not connecting on the phone during the week, but just during the game, yeah, I mean, you know, Troy Aikman, I would say, as the analyst, was he had critiques or criticisms of each quarterback at certain points. He was probably more forgiving of Jaden Daniels, but Jaden Daniels has accomplished a bit more in his career. And I think that part is probably to a certain degree natural. The only thing that I heard Aikman say that made me wince a little bit was on the out route or the arc release to DeAndre Swift that went for whatever, like a 55-yard touchdown. And Aikman used the word lucky.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That, yeah, I could see specifically that word taking exception to that. And
was that more a shot at Caleb or a shot at Scheme, or like basically saying this was not like
the situation for the Bears? I didn't even take it as him directly saying that Caleb is a lucky quarterback for coming out with that or something, but that the Bears as a team, that was a lucky result for the Bears, which in that scenario where you complete a pass to a back, you've, you know, whatever's happened with the coverage, and DeAndre Swift makes an excellent run after the catch that turns into an explosive touchdown, and the Bears lead the National Football League in explosive plays. Part of it, Caleb deserves credit. Part of it, Ben Johnson deserves credit. Part of it, the guys catching and running with the football deserves credit for those things as well. So to call that result lucky, even though the play isn't designed to end up as a 50-plus yard touchdown, but the Bears made a play. So that was probably the one moment that stuck out. I said, that's not the best choice of words that you could have used there.
Understood. There was some stuff late when Jaden had messed up and fumbled, flat out fumbled, in a crucial moment. I think he could have been a little harsher on Jaden for the fumble, or at least acknowledged that, you know, because earlier in the game, the one thing looking back, earlier in the game when a snap went off Caleb's hands, even though it was a wild snap a little bit, he said, Caleb's got to make that play. So I understand that those two things looking next to each other
and honestly,
felt a little funky.
And there was also even for, you know, Troy Aikman's friend, former teammate Moose Johnson, similar scenario happened in the game Sunday that Moose was calling where there was an errant snap from Dahlman and Caleb kind of flails out to get the football with one hand and is able to recover it. And then I'm forgetting who was calling the game with Moose, but he's broadcast.
Kevin Kugler.
Yeah. So Coogs says, you know, basically sort of gives Caleb a little grace on how the ball ends up on the ground. And Moose kind of, you know, directly shot in like, well, that's an excuse, which, okay, it's kind of an excuse, but the ball's way out to the side. Look, he has to field it with one hand.
Some of this is just football conversation. And I thought that the dominant portion of everything Aikman had to say that night was good quarterback critique and was useful stuff. As we are dissecting a young quarterback, and irrespective of wins and losses, we're talking about this young quarterback developing and what he needs to work on. We're trying to get inside the process, and Troy had met with Ben Johnson and was clearly inside the process. And, you know, during the course of the night, you know, whatever, like, you know, Caleb did a lot of good things, but there were some issues there too. It was a mixed bag. But anyway, I thought largely it was just Troy critiquing quarterbacking, and I'd rather have an analyst be honest and tell me what they're critiquing and what they're seeing. So anyway, there was a lot of backlash about it, and finally Troy Aikman had a chance to discuss it on The Ticket, and that was, is it this morning or yesterday afternoon?
I think it was late Friday.
Was it all the way back to late Friday?
Yeah.
and we're just now catching wind of it. I haven't.
Well, they don't kill it with the socials like we do at this station.
No, so there we go. They really don't.
They don't use socials barely at all.
They don't. Yeah, we dominate the socials.
Like this, like some things you won't have to like go and search for, but some things are on. You know, you have to dig through podcast links to find. You know what I mean?
Wow, so. Yeah. Well, at least we did the digging. So let's hear this, and I'll hear it with you for the first time. Troy Aikman on the Ticket responding to the Caleb Williams backlash.
You know, it's interesting. I haven't gone back and watched the broadcast, but you know, over the years, I guess you do a game on live television for 3.5 hours, and there's times when I've walked out of the stadium thinking, you know, man, could I have said that maybe a little bit differently, or was I a little bit too hard on this particular player? But Monday night wasn't one of those, and so I was kind of caught off guard Tuesday night. When I first heard about it, I'm still not real sure exactly what it's all about, but you know, it just is. It's part of the job, and it comes with it. And you know, I accept that certainly. I mean, I've been doing this a long time and understand what comes with it. So it's just kind of part of it. And then after this week, everyone kind of moves on to something else. But yeah. So it's I you never quite know what. You know, people are motivated for different reasons. So however it got initiated, I'm not real sure. It's not something that I really lose much sleep over.
Does, and we're talking about Caleb Williams, there's been some word out of Chicago that the fan base, even the head coach mentioned that, yeah, I guess announcers don't like the way we win. I watched the game on it, and I didn't get that from you. And personally, I've been very skeptical of him, but looks to me like he's starting to maybe figure this thing out.
Yeah, I think so. It's yeah, and I like Caleb Williams. I'm a fan of his. I like the way he plays. I think that what I've seen of him in Chicago, I mean, I'm certainly a big fan of Ben Johnson's and the things that he does offensively. We've talked about that over the years. And you know, so Caleb is used to doing it one way, and now he's kind of being asked to do it a little bit differently. And so I've seen a guy who very easily could have just said, no, this is the way I play, and not really want to be quite as structured as what Ben's offense requires. But yet, you know, he's jumped in it, and he's done a nice job. And you've seen kind of the, I guess, as he's gotten more and more comfortable with what he's being asked to do, you still see he's so great at being able to create plays with his legs that I think he kind of fights that urge to do that because he's trying to play within the structure of the offense. But I think as he gets more and more reps, as he gets more and more games under his belt within this system, it's only going to continue to be better and better. But I really like, and it's early. I mean, it's an early sample, but I really do like what Ben Johnson has done. It's a big job that he's taken on, and some of the struggles that Chicago has had over the years. But I do think they're on their way, and I think that as long as Caleb continues to buy into what they're doing offensively, I think the sky's the limit.
All right, so that's Troy Aikman not taking any shots or not being upset about the backlash or whatever, saying it's just kind of part of it. What are you thinking as you hear that, you game analyst, you?
I mean, you've obviously called baseball games at this point. I've called a bunch of football games.
But I don't critique when I'm doing baseball games. I critique here, you know, and sometimes there'll be a little backlash on that.
Maybe you should.
You know what?
Critique when I'm, add that to your repertoire.
Yeah, it's like,
I'd be all for it.
Here's a fly ball to Hap, who hasn't had a hit in ever. But he makes the catch, and that's good as well.
Nico Horner, who's so amazing all the time, and we love him so much. Uh-huh. And that's a fly ball.
Lucky hit from Nico Horner.
Here's Jameson Taillon, who drinks a lot of coffee, has been hurt sometimes. Maybe if he wasn't drinking that coffee, you know what I'm saying, Coom? What are your thoughts? Yeah, just create a whole new plan.
I'm sure Coom would love that.
Yeah.
No, I think in the end, the ability to... the ability to kind of describe what you're seeing, what worked, why it didn't work, or why it did work. That's kind of the gig as an analyst. And I feel like there's certainly words occasionally that you're like, I could have used a different phrase there, a different word. And I would imagine if Troy went back and And the word lucky, like I mentioned, that was the one thing that stood out to me to describe that as lucky as a team made a play. Even if they weren't thinking 50-plus yard touchdown there, that's just kind of the tone of lucky. Just I found that particular word in that moment off-putting. Aside from that, it was just kind of standard analysis.
It's such an interesting thing because, like, we see what the issues are with Caleb, and he had a bad week this past week. Mm-hmm. And so...
Sunday was his worst game.
Sunday was his worst game, and we spent some time talking about that at the beginning of the show. I thought some really interesting conversation about how Caleb was greedy and how he was trying to make big plays happen in a game and a matchup and some moments where he didn't necessarily need to do that each time. Could have just run for some yards and keep those sticks
or
moving.
Hit the check down as much as anything. I like that he's trying to throttle back some of the running and the improvisation, but check down was there, and he started getting to it more to Kyle Manungai in the second half. I don't like what I'm seeing at the second, third level. Check it down to the back and just take your profit. Keep the chains moving.
It's fascinating because, like, being a quarterback is so freaking difficult, and those decisions that we're talking about, there's a series of them in every game. And one might be, a reaction to God knows what. It's interesting. A texter had pointed out yesterday, you remember that play against the Commanders where Caleb did scramble for, I believe it was a first down, or at least he got some yards, but the all 22, or even just the shot from behind the pocket, showed that Rome Odunze was wide open down the field, had gotten behind his guy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, and so that was 2 weeks ago, right? Or three weeks ago before the bye. Uh-huh. If you're Caleb and you see that in film and you're a young quarterback, can't you see how that, like, I can understand even just from that on a week-to-week basis, that might make you go, you know what? Next time, instead of running, I'm going to give myself a chance to find some of this stuff.
If I hang in there for another moment, my guy's going to declare himself open. And that's the subtle nuance for such great quarterback play in, are you needing to wait to see it declare open? Are you throwing the guy open? Are you anticipating that window's going to appear as you just get a better sense for all these things?
And
throwing the ball with trust as opposed to needing to be completely confident that it's declared open before you let it rip.
Right. So, but I can understand, like, you might even take the good, honest feedback of your coach from week to week and mix that with whatever your level of confidence is in the matchup and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just freaking humans.
Difficult. It's just a really tough position to play well and to do it consistently.
Texture points out that when I do play-by-play, I don't critique. I just kill people. I just, like, I tell them
he's going to be dead.
Yeah, I just do that, you know? I mean, that's a little harsh, a little unfortunate to do that. Another texture says, Speegs, your play-by-play heel turn would be must-watch TV, must-listen radio. There's a fly ball out to Kyle Tucker. I have no idea how he got a gold glove in Houston. Maybe that was an easier outfield because he's looked average here. He makes the catch.
And the Dodgers are out of the inning.
Oh, man. That just got sad. He's going to go to the freaking Dodgers, isn't he? Where's he going to play? Is Teoscar still under contract out there in right field?
We're done with Woo King Tuck. Is that right?
Yeah, it's done. Okay. That's over. Yeah, that was ill-advised. I'll be honest. I should have listened to Lawrence Holmes. But I don't listen to him much. We established this yesterday, right here in this very time slot. We established that I don't listen to him, and he also sometimes doesn't listen to me. It's just the nature of a partnership.
We're talking at each other for 4 hours every weekday.
We're talking at Tanny and Alex, not even making eye contact. That's just good radio, mister. No, we're not. Lawrence is going to be so happy tomorrow when we see him. He is teaching a seminar, or he maybe taught the seminar at the University of Chicago. Mm. I mean, this is a man. It'd be like me singing opera because that's what my mom did.
Okay.
You know, like Lawrence is getting to really, like, truly educate the masses. Uh-huh. I mean, like, he is a professor anyway.
Oh, dig yourself.
Oh. He's going to be digging himself. Absolutely.
You guys are going to get to talk to Horace F. Grant tomorrow.
Right around this time.
Oh, man.
5:25 tomorrow. Will he be wearing the goggles?
I hope so. If he's not, I'm going to be really disappointed. I'm going to watch on Twitch just in case.
Will he be with the models from Cherry Magazine back in the day, you think?
One of my many nicknames at Bolingbrook High School.
What's
Horace.
That?
Horace. I had the Rex specs. Why did they call
you
Horace?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really wearing contact lenses much yet at that point. I was, you know, hooping in high school, and I had my prescription goggles that I was wearing. Folks started calling me Horace.
Man.
You know, Bulls were in their heyday still. Now, Horace, I don't even think was with the Bulls anymore by then, but, you know, didn't matter. It was the nickname that was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Horace, an unbelievable career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to the finals with Orlando, right? And then won championships with the Lakers. Do I have that
plural?
Right?
Really?
Or just did he get there again with the Lakers?
But how did Horace have bad eyesight and Harvey didn't? That doesn't make sense. They're twins.
Yeah, but they're not identical twins.
Yes, they are. I don't believe them.
I believe
Somebody's
they are.
Reading
I
mean, Wikipedia.
They look the same.
I believe they are fraternal twins.
They look exactly the same. Well, they have to be identical
twins. I'll ask this tomorrow.
Please do.
Won't I? You know?
Because Horace looks like Harvey. Harvey looks like Horace. They mm-hmm. presumably came out of the same womb on the same date. I think that makes them identical twins.
No, not no. You could be fraternal and be born at the same time.
But what if you look the same? Because that's what they did. They decided to look the same. That makes them identical twins because they're identical.
I understand what you're saying.
I feel like that's the definition. There's something you're not grasping.
No,
here.
You can.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a good question. It's a good question, Vince.
I'm very offended by you saying they're not identical.
No, you can be twins that look sort of similar.
They don't look sort of similar. They look identical.
One of them
identical.
One of them wears goggles.
Twins. That was my cousin Vinny.
One of them does not
identical.
He did win one championship with the Lakers, okay?
Yep.
Beating the Iverson Sixers. So
Allen's twin brother, Ivan Iverson, was on that team.
Yeah, it's his fraternal twin.
Yeah.
All right. Alex, have you figured out whether they're identical or fraternal twins yet? For God's sakes.
Just look at them.
The AI at the top of Google says identical.
Oh, really?
But look, I'm not
Horace,
going with that.
Look at
or
Harvey.
Wikipedia.
Mm. I mean, all right, the Grant brothers were identical twins.
I know they were. How dare you, sir? How dare
Sorry,
you?
I'm challenging your twin knowledge.
My Bulls of the 90s twin knowledge.
Yeah, sorry.
Exact.
That's my bad. I feel chastised.
What is your scientific proof? They look exactly the same. Yeah, okay. They're identical.
Yeah. Don't challenge Ant on any twin science. Got it.
Specific to the Bulls of the 90s.
All right.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.